Tis the season, time to tickle your scary bone. And here to do that is the boogeyman, Jeff Gear. Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
Your birthday is tomorrow, Halloween?
It is.
That's an awesome Halloween.
My mother
birthday.
Was always saying, we're not sure if it's really a trick or a treat.
love it. So you're going to tell us a spooky story.
You know, this is my treat for all the listeners of HPR, for I am one and I am you, and this is my gift, not a trick, a treat. I spent a long time talking to kids for the summer fun programs all over this island. And at one point, call came, hey, Jeff, you can freak out the teenagers. Yeah, sure. I love freaking out teenagers. How many you got? Oh, about 50. Set up a route where I was going to go to Camilo Iki for the first sunset hour. Then the second stop was that Triangle Park by Diamond Head. Third one up in Manoa. Cool. I get on the bus at Petrie Park. Nobody knows me. I'm just a guy on the bus. We go to Camilo Iki and yellow school bus. But then there was what? Another school bus and another school bus and another. 300 teenagers came for spooky stories in the parks.
Wow.
Well, on the way to the next stop, the boys knew who I was. Hey, man, you can tell us a spooky story. I just talked to you for 45 minutes. No, tell us a spooky. Second part. I tell stories, but now we're dark. There's no lights, but I got a flashlight. We get back on the bus. Again, now I've been talking for an hour and a half. Hey, man, tell us a spooky story. Oh, come on, man. Come on, tell us a... Okay. We get to Manoa. Now, 300 teenagers can't go long without refreshments. So each of them got a Coca-Cola can and a bag of chips, which meant 300 times it was going... I am sweating. I am soaked. I am so beat. And I'm back on the bus, and we're headed for Petrie Park. Here's that kid again. Hey, man, tell us a... I'm like, why don't you tell me a story? What, you ever seen a ghost? And I say it, and I kind of turn and look over my shoulder, you know, like, and I watch this. I learn later, a Hawaiian, Samoan, round-faced, good vibe, assistant teacher, good rapport with the teenagers. She's been a joy for the 3 hours we've been going between spots. She's behind me. She's smiling. You ever seen a ghost? And it was like she was deflated. Just well, I'm not telling them any stories. The teenagers disappear. I turn back to her. I go, so you see ghosts? All my life I see ghosts. When I was a little girl, I go in the backyard, I play with them. I didn't know they was dead. My uncle on my side, he say I what you call sensitive. And he give my water, my mama water from the holy, from the church, right? Holy water. And every night before I go to bed, she put one fingerful of the water on my forehead, my shoulders, and my feet. That's for keep the spirits from making trouble with me. But when I was about 14, 15, one night, she forget. And I don't remember nothing. I say goodnight to my mama. She's watching TV. I go into the room, and that's all I remember. But they told me what happened. And I'm like, well, what happened? She says, Mama says she's watching TV and she hear all kind of clutter. It's kind of fussing coming from my bedroom. She get up, she go, she open the door. She say, all the covers is gone. I'm going, no. Oh, she say something wrong. She called my uncle at Wainai's side. He say, what? You forgot to put on the holy water? Ho! Oh, you know what's happening? Ho! Oh, the Opala spirits, the junk spirits went go inside the girl. The girl possessed. Well, nothing I can do for you from here. You got to bring her out to Wainai. Oh, this is trouble, you know. Get the girl, bring her out. She says, I got two brothers. You think I big? They big. The brothers and the mom come in to try and get her to go into the car to go to Wainai to get the possessed and removed from the... You get it. They can't handle her. She keeps throwing her brothers against the wall. The spirits inside me so strong, they no can handle. They go next door. a family of Samoans. The father and four big brothers come, and they, plus the brother and the two brothers and the mother, wrestle this girl for 20 minutes to get her into the van. The rest of them, she's throwing them off. She's throwing all kind of voices and swearing coming out of me. But it's not me. It's the spirits. They're trying to handle the girl. The mom's driving the car. They live by Paki Park down, and they go across the Ala Moana Shopping Center to go on Paki and go up to the freeway, right? But we never get there. Because as we're going in front of Ala Moana Shopping Center, at the same time, all four tires in the truck, boom, 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 the van blow out. They pull into Ala Moana Park. One of them calls the uncle. Oh, okay, keep the girl inside of the van. I'll be there fast as I can. This is big trouble. He heles fast. While he's coming, she's throwing these fellas off. The spirits is throwing them off. They try to hold me down. And one time they say that I throw off all the guys and that my body start for float. The uncle arrives, opens the door, sees what's going on. He says, okay, hold it. Just one more. He goes running around the park and gets the chrome, the tip, the fresh growth of the start of the shoot of the tea leaf, rips it off, pulls him. He looks like a chipmunk. He's chewing up all these little tips of the tea leaf. Comes back. Okay, hold her down. She's going to buck. This is it. All the adults jump on top of the girl. He grabs her hair and pulls it back and forces her mouth open and drools the chewed up green tea leaf stew into her mouth.
Ew.
And that was it. The tea leaf's so strong. Bombay, all the spirits got to go. They cuss, they fuss, they fume and all that. But pretty soon I just want a sweaty girl laying in the back of the van with all these parents sitting around going, my mama drive back to our house. After that, me, I take the holy water on my finger and touch my forehead, my arms and legs and feet, for keep the Opala spirits from making trouble with me. That's because I, what my uncle call, sensitive. And that's a story she told me, and I brought it here to HPR to tell to you, because you know what? It's almost Halloween.
How old are you going to be tomorrow?
22.
22. And holding. All right. And you have a show tomorrow in the Atherton Studio?
Oh, it's all sold out. All we're going to scare the pants off everybody who comes inside.
All right.
What could be more fun than that?
All right. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.